Welcome to the Improvised Wikipedia Podcast. I'm here with my friend John Munger.
I'm here with my friend Glenn Tickle. And as always, we are rewriting the entirety of Wikipedia off the top of our damn heads, one page at a time, an easy and convenient to listen to podcast form. Glenn, my man.
Yes, friend.
How are you doing on this chilly eve as we tackle another page?
I'm good. I'm very tired. I did some medicine that makes me sleepy yesterday, mm-hmm. where like the day that I do the medicine is fine, and the day after I'm just like I took three distinct naps today.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
That's a good day.
It was a three nap day.
Yeah. Explains the diet Dr. Pepper that you're chowing down on right now.
Yeah. Want to make sure I'm peppy for this.
Is that how that works?
Also, just like awake and not literally asleep in the middle of it, which is a genuine concern.
Dr. Pepper does not get enough love. No. It really doesn't. It's like, so good.
It's great.
It's got all them flavors in there.
Diet Dr. Pepper? Delightful.
Yeah.
I was in Utah, and I was checking out at a grocery store near my hotel.
Is there too much flavor in Dr. Pepper for Mormons?
I don't know. So I was buying a six-pack of Diet Dr. Pepper to enjoy in my hotel room. And the checkout girl goes, "Diet?" I was like, "Yeah." She's like, "Oh, I was just kidding." I'm like, But
what was the joke?
But yeah, like, I don't understand.
I mean, take the compliment, Glenn. Maybe she was saying you're looking good. You are looking good.
Maybe. Thank you.
Intermittent fasting's working for you, baby.
Yeah. On the way into the studio today, I was telling you my plight of none of my pants fit anymore.
Yeah, it was I felt really bad for you.
Yeah, I could tell the sympathy wafting off of...
Oh, it was great.
Off of you as I described, I'm down a pant size and now my pants don't fit. Boo-hoo.
Yeah, I had a cheesesteak for dinner. It was great.
I had pancakes, so it's not like... I just didn't eat them after 8 o'clock.
It's true.
That's how it works.
Well, you want to just dive in, man? I feel like we gotta get into it. Like
we do.
We took a little bit of a break this year, but we've been back up. I guess this is season two or some shit like that. That's how podcasts work.
Did we do season two already?
Who knows?
I don't know. It's meaningless.
Mean, yeah, I barely.
There's no seasons. We just do it every week, except for sometimes when we don't do it.
Yeah, I mean that's a pretty good.
It's not like a thing. We don't need to make it fancy just because we took two. 3 weeks?
I don't know.
Is it three?
No, maybe. I don't know.
I think it was two.
It's a bad end of 2019. 2020 kicking off pretty good, though.
Yeah.
Pretty good.
We're golden, baby. We're back. It's January.
Well, score check, according to the very official post-it note, we're tied up across the board. 21 wins apiece. Wikipedia's got 21. We've got 21. We've tied 10 times.
I put up Avalanche and LHC in reverse order because Avalanche was going to be our holiday episode, even though we didn't put one up.
Yeah.
But I forgot that was why I was going to do it early. And we talk about it in the episode because we recorded it before the holidays. But then holidays happened.
Well,
I don't remember what the score was.
We're all tied up. Clean.
Okay. I wasn't sure if that included those because those were in our satellite studio.
It's true.
But also, genuinely don't care.
I know. So I've got 36 suggestions, friend.
Mm.
People, duty
hot and nasty
duty cyclers coming
duty
through.
Cyclers.
Look us up on Facebook, like that improvised Wikipedia page. Find us as well. Get on that. You can make suggestions for topics. So what I need from you, Glenn, is a number between 1 and 36.
Hot. 18, because it's half.
Yeah, man. I'm just going to... go there. Okay, good. This is the one I wanted to do anyway.
Is it? I like when that happens.
Friend of the show, Mike Monzel. This is a phrase he's suggesting. It's a topic. We're going to have to figure out what page to look up, but I'm super excited because I feel like you might understand this. You know when you need batteries for something? Like two batteries for something?
Yeah.
Why are they always, you have to put them in the opposite way? That's what he wants to know.
But what's the page?
I don't know.
Battery container orientation? Like, that's not going to be there.
I don't know. Maybe it is.
Batteries.
There's definitely a battery page. We could do a battery episode.
I mean, the answer
Do you know the answer? Like, I literally want to know this.
Yeah. So those compartments, right? You're getting all the batteries in one place.
Yep.
And you're linking them essentially. Like, think if something takes four AA batteries, what you are essentially doing is putting four AA batteries in a row and connecting either end to the circuit. But just for ease of engineering and arrangement, you only want to run two wires to where the batteries go, and you want those two wires to stay right next to each other rather than splitting them up, have one go all the way over here and one on the other end. So if you lay them in an alternating pattern, right, you can connect the positive to the negative on one side, positive negative on the other, and then it just connects with from one spot out. So you can take the battery pack out distinctly.
Can I be honest with you?
Yeah.
I tuned out about halfway through it because that was incredibly boring and I don't care.
It's not right. It's not a great.
I thought it was going to be
interesting. Because that's how Henry VIII demanded it be.
Well, no,
like,
stop.
There's no great historical reason.
It
makes the most sense when you're laying out a schematic for an electronics
design.
Well,
all I'm saying is you bored me, but I feel like we won. So, like, we could stop right now and we'd have a win, but I feel like we wouldn't be doing our due diligence of entertaining the people.
Yeah, but I still don't understand what you want for a page.
The battery orientation, I think, is what you called it. Compartment. Compartment orientation.
Battery
we win.
Compartment orientation?
We would win that one.
Nailed it.
Yeah, I don't even think there's probably not even a page. That means we win.
There's probably one for batteries.
There's definitely one for batteries.
We can talk about Leyden jars.
Yeah, let's do that. Let's talk about those. I know what those are. I definitely know what those are and can contribute a lot.
They're like early batteries.
I know. Why are you explaining it to me? I know all about them. You get a bunch of lichens, you put them in a jar, and then you cut a potato in half, and then you fill it with vinegar.
Leyden
jars. You shake it, you pee into it, and then boom, electricity, Ben Franklin.
The thing is, the pee thing? I'm not saying all Leyden jars used pee.
Yeah, you are.
But if you're...
Yeah, you are.
Desert island?
Yeah?
You need to, like, Gilligan's Island... some shit and get a small chart. If you can use piss as the electrolyte in a battery.
What if you're like incredibly dehydrated though?
You still gotta pee.
Yeah, but
that would actually probably work better.
There's more electrolytes in your pee if
you're
dehydrated?
I would assume because it's less water and more other piss.
How long have we been recording for? How long did it take us to get to piss? Jeez, man.
I want to be fair. You brought it up.
Well, yeah, because I was explaining all about lichen
Leyden
pots.
Jars.
Yeah, no, I said it.
L-I-D-E-N.
Yeah, I know. Lichens, like the fungus. They're not a fungus.
Ben Franklin used them in the kite experiment.
What, pee?
No, but you know that dude. That dude nasty. He played around with some piss.
Oh, yeah.
He's doing all kinds of science experiments. He did something with his
piss.
Oh,
no doubt. All of our founding fathers all did something with piss.
He did. Didn't he have, like, he had gout. Benny Franks.
No doubt.
Oh, that dude. Fat dude in the 1700s. That,
yeah, gout, yeah.
That boy's got gout.
Yeah. He had some scurvy, too.
Maybe when sailing to or from France.
That's what I'm saying, baby. Only got so much lemon juice on that trip.
Bladder stones. I think he had bladder stones.
Why do you know?
I read his autobiography.
He has an autobiography?
Yeah, it's great. It's like one of the all-time great autobiographies that
people
read. Yeah.
A lot of fun anecdotes.
Yeah, about this. Yeah, he's walking around his house naked in the middle of the night. He's doing weird experiments. He had bladder stones. You're going to tell me Ben Franks didn't do pee-pee stuff?
No one is saying. I'm not going to fight you on that. I'm not
going to
fight you on
that. There was no indoor plumbing.
Right.
So, like...
Yeah. There was, pee was plentiful. Hey, bud, we have, like, okay, so, like, just structurally, we need to, like,
we're
settle.
At about 9 minutes,
right.
So we got to figure out what we're doing here. Are we still talking about battery compartments?
I don't know. We've only got, like, six to 15 minutes left on our half, depending on how long we want to go on this episode.
So you layer two different metals. With a permeable material between them, you soak that in an electrolyte, bam, battery.
Yeah?
Yeah.
So,
I mean, you got to get some electricity in there to start, but...
What?
So you got to make a battery.
Yeah.
You get two types of metal.
Uh-huh.
Like dimes and pennies.
Uh-huh.
Right? You put like a dime, you put a piece of paper, put a penny, piece of paper, penny, piece, stack it up.
Yep.
Soak that in an electrolyte solution, like PP. And you got yourself a little battery.
But there's no charge in it unless you give it a charge to start, is what you're saying?
No. Well, like the potato thing, like you power a clock with a potato.
Yeah.
Because the anode and cathode, those are the two ends, the different...
Yeah, the different ends the different of the potato. Metals.
You son of a bitch. You pop those in there and that generates the current, but it's a small amount of current. So the thought of like a lithium ion battery being rechargeable.
Right. Well, right. I mean, that's why when you put a potato in the microwave, you have to poke holes in it with a fork in the cathode diode hole so the electricity doesn't break your microwave.
Sure.
Yeah.
Peas will spark in the microwave.
Peas?
You throw a bowl of frozen peas in the microwave.
Yeah.
Don't add water to it.
Yeah.
Hit that go button.
Yeah.
Like my new microwave, you just hit start and it just cooks something for 30 seconds.
You have a go button is what you said.
Yeah.
And it really should say go.
Well, it should now because like before, the one that we just replaced, start it, until you pressed buttons first didn't do anything. This one, you just hit start, starts going for 30 seconds. It's very convenient.
Why?
But you put frozen peas
and
they'll spark.
Yeah. But why?
Man, I don't know everything. I just know that that happens.
Hey, I've contributed a lot here. I talked about lichen pots. I brought alchemy into the situation. Yeah. I'm a smart guy, is what I'm saying.
Yeah. Benny Frank's fucked with alchemy. There's no way.
Oh, my God, yeah. Honestly, can we talk about how excited I am that there are rumors of National Treasure 3?
Oh, yeah. I saw that and then forgot to send the link to you on Facebook with fake outrage that we are not involved in the project.
I have... serious outrage that you don't just already assume that I don't have a Google News alert for National Treasure 3 set up. I need to be informed immediately about that.
Man, I super don't remember what our pitch for that was.
I think it was like...
James Buchanan?
No, it was one of the lesser presidents, for sure. So Buchanan, maybe.
I was going to say...
I think it might have been Harrison.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Maybe. I don't know. What my brain holds onto and doesn't, I do not remember. Speaking of piss, my friend posted a meme of a giraffe.
I already hate where this is going.
And it was like something about like, oh, giraffes don't smell farts because their necks are so long and they're so far away from their butt. It's a little joke. I'm like, as a joke?
Yeah, sure. Cute.
I appreciate it. Yeah, but giraffes, when they're mating... the male giraffes will
go down on the female, so he's got to bend that neck
when
down.
A female giraffe is peeing, just like slurp it up midstream
what?
To see if they're ready for mating.
There's got to be a better way, nature.
So there's no,
come on. That's some man versus wild nonsense.
So like, I'm saying giraffes have smelled farts.
Yeah. No.
And they're probably into it because they nasty.
We nasty today, jeez.
But I don't remember, I didn't remember why I knew that.
Hey,
I looked it up to confirm.
Real quick, can we just stop? I'm going to go to the bathroom. All this pee talk has got me going. Is that okay?
Yeah.
All right.
Whoa! Glenn, hello! It's me, Benjamin Franklin!
I didn't know if you were going to be Benjamin Franklin or a piss-thirsty giraffe.
What do you mean if I was going? There's no one else here but us, Glenn. Your friend went to the laboratory.
I heard your spooky ghost voice, and I thought to myself, that's either the spooky ghost voice of Benjamin Franklin or of a giraffe who likes pee.
Well, I hate to break it to you, Glenn, but there are no giraffes in the afterlife.
Are you saying? No, I don't believe that. So
I'm dead.
Either you went to hell and all giraffes go to heaven, or the opposite.
I have unfinished business. I'm in purgatory, Glenn.
Oh, well, yeah, there's no giraffes in purgatory.
Yes.
Obviously. They don't have unfinished business. That giraffe who died at the Lehigh Valley Zoo is gone. He's not hanging on. He's not haunting the zoo. What unfinished business did that giraffe have?
I don't know.
Let me go eat some more lettuce.
So just to be clear, the ghost of Benjamin Franklin appears to you and you have some time to have a conversation with him. And you would rather talk about giraffes.
Yeah.
Okay, guy.
Man, did you ever see a giraffe?
Me?
Yeah.
Yes, I was a very worldly man for my time.
I know.
I traveled the world.
Europe.
Yes. Do you not think that I knew an eccentric duke who had a menagerie?
That's what I'm saying. I don't know if you did.
I did. I did very much.
What is how you feel about giraffes?
They're kooky.
Is they nasty, though? That's what I'm asking you.
I mean, probably. Again, Benjamin Franklin, one of the founding fathers.
I was just talking to my bud, John.
Yes.
I've read your autobiography, so I feel like...
You did? Franklin on Franklin? What did you think of it?
One of the all-time great autobiographies. Not as good as Mr. T's, Mr. T by Mr. T, which he wrote without a ghostwriter. I'm sure you did too. I'm not accusing you.
I'm a ghostwriter now, technically.
A lot of celebrity autobiographies are written with the aid of a ghostwriter.
Sure.
You probably have
No, I am regarded as someone who wrote, inscribed many a tome in my day.
You didn't sleep well. You were up late at night walking around your house naked writing about adventures you had.
It's true. I'd rub myself on all sorts of surfaces just to feel what it felt like. And
now,
then I would write it down, compare it in a scientific way, and figure out where the optimal friction was for me and my nether bellies.
Now, you had, and the thing is, that wasn't a secret.
No.
You were pretty open. You're like, yeah, I just walk around my house at night. You called it air baths.
I found it to be very invigorating and wanted to share my findings with my fellow man to improve mankind.
That was a sex thing, though, right?
Yes.
Okay. Because that part you didn't say. You didn't say, I do this.
Well, back then, we weren't as open as you are here in the 21st century.
I mean, you were open enough to know that, like, everybody knew you were out there just... banging all over France. Everybody knows that.
In my day, I was sort of like the Kim Kardashian of the times. I was very out there.
So as
a
ghost, you're keeping abreast of pop culture figures?
It's hard not to be aware because I have unfinished business, which means
what is your unfinished business? You got a lot done.
Yes, I did.
You had a song that was cut from Hamilton.
Yes.
You...
real quick. That's my first accomplishment on the list of things that
did. I was trying to think of one I haven't mentioned yet. And then the Decemberists recorded it after the fact.
Right.
Yeah, it's pretty good.
Yes.
I mean, I understand why it didn't fit in the show.
Right.
Because you weren't really in it.
I get it. I always wanted them to perform that song at the Pawnee Farewell concert.
Man, you know?
Oh, it would have been great to be a piece of parks and recreation history, but no luck for Benjamin Franklin.
I've twice in my life seen people perform Little Sebastian live. One time it was Nick Offerman.
It's a good question. Let me ask you this. Why are there no candles in the wind for me?
Great question.
He was a fictional baby? Well, he was a real... I don't know.
He was a real horse. He's just a small... He's not a pony. He's just a very small horse. But...
Which is weird when you think they had genuine sing pony for Little Sebastian, who was not, in fact, a pony.
Yeah.
Weird.
It was weird. Big Parks and Rec fan, Ben?
Oh, my God. I have nothing but time. Nothing but time. And
did Andy Daly play? No, that was The Office.
Yeah, on The Office, yes.
Yeah, he was you on The Office.
He was. He did actually surprisingly well.
Well, he's Andy Daly.
I'm Ben Franklin. What's your point? You're Glenn Tickle. Suck my butt.
I'm saying Andy Daly's great at what he does.
I'm trying a new catchphrase. Franklin's new
Ben
suck Franklin's my butt.
Suck my butt.
What do you think?
Man, I feel like I've probably said suck my butt a few times on this podcast, so I'm going to have to come after you for copyright.
What about ring?
Although I do use bifocals in like... swivel chair.
It's okay.
Lot,
no, so. It's okay. What about ring my balls?
That's nice. It's got a nice ring to it.
Oh yes, literally.
Glass harmonica.
Yeah. So don't you want to know what my unfinished business is? Why I have not been able?
I tried, and then we got off on a Little Sebastian side tangent. I saw Nick Offerman play it live, and I cried. Mm-hmm. And then my friend Played it at my other friend's memorial service, and I cried then too. So I am probably three for three, because I probably teared up a little bit when it aired on the show. But I don't know. Lil Sebastian makes you cry.
Ill.
What's your unfinished business?
I'm glad you asked. It's the only reason I appeared to you in this moment, to hope that maybe you could help me. Help me pass on. Help me level up.
I'd be honored.
So as it turns out, fate is very real and all of our destinies are preordained.
Oh, gross.
Yeah, despite everything I've done, I can't pass on until someone convinces them to make me the focal point of National Treasure 3.
Oh, see, I feel like you're probably in the first two.
Yeah, but I'm not the focal point.
Ooh, good point. Well,
I'm not as much of the focal point. I guess I am the focal point. Fuck, why did I not pass on?
Man,
that's
I don't know.
I thought it was.
I'm not going to lie. I've not seen any of the National Treasure franchise.
Oh, what are you doing with your life?
I've seen parts of it probably.
You've seen
it's on,
Buckaroo
like,
Banzai?
Yeah.
That hot garbage, but you haven't seen
at
National
Treasure?
At least
once a week since I found it last year.
Oh, boy.
I watched it twice in Utah.
Oh, boy.
Probably going to watch it in Massachusetts.
I can hear your partner washing his hands.
Yeah.
And as ghost rules deem, I can only appear to one person at a time. So I must disappear. Is there anything that you want to know with me before
I can't. We still got to. What's the business? Because if you're the focal point of
I don't
National
know.
Treasure,
avenge my death.
Man. Poor Betty Franks.
I feel
probably
better.
A Philadelphia question I could have asked them.
What are you talking about? I feel.
While you're gone, the ghost of Ben Franklin came.
What?
Yeah, he had unfinished business. He thought it was because he wasn't in the National Treasure movies enough. But then he said he thinks he was, and then he disappeared.
Him? What are these?
He's a big fan of Lil Sebastian.
What are the drugs that you took yesterday?
Simponi.
Injectable. Pony? Lil Sebastian? What are you doing?
Suppresses my immune system.
Suppresses your. I'm worried about you, bud. Because
it makes me very sleepy.
Maybe you dreamt it. Maybe you
probably
fell asleep
not.
For your fourth
I might
night?
Have.
I don't know. Oh wow, we're out of time for our first half.
Just
what are we going to do in the second half? We're going to have to pull up some
Wikipedia
page. Right,
we're
going to
look up battery compartments on.
I guess.
Wikipedia?
I guess that's going to be part of it.
I feel like battery compartments might have. And yeah, there might be a subhead on why. They alternate.
Well,
because if you put them all in the same row, you would need a wire crossing over.
Yeah,
each one.
I know. You talked about that like 20 minutes ago. I still don't care.
And you can just have a metal strip.
I just wanted it to be
end.
Better, and it wasn't. Well, you
this is the one you wanted, you said.
It is. I thought it
you
was
going to
be.
You were horny for this one.
I was. I had a half chub for it, but I thought it was going to be interesting, and it wasn't. So now I'm just let down. I'm going to go home.
What did you think the answer was?
I had no idea. I hadn't put any thought into it. It's not like I'm air bathing around my apartment thinking about battery compartments.
You don't?
No.
Think about it all the time.
All right. Well, we got to step aside, take a break. When we come back, I guess we'll get to the bottom of this. Deal?
Yeah. Hey, it's your pal, Glenn Tickle.
And John. John's here, too.
Hey, John.
Hey, bud. Doing a commercial without me?
Yep.
You.
How do you like it?
I don't like
you
it.
You nasty bitch.
I don't like it.
Yeah, it sucks.
Don't
let's do it
like
together
it.
As friends.
Okay, yeah, I like that.
This week, you know who we're sponsored by?
I sure do. The Ass Crack Bandit.
It was Annie Edison, right?
That was left unresolved.
I think it is implied that it's her.
It's implied
or
that
no,
it was
it's
Shirley.
Implied that it's many people.
Yeah, Shirley and Abed and
yeah
that's everybody.
It. It's implied that a lot of them do it. So it's not one person. We're all the Ass Crack Bandit.
Yeah. Turns out the Ass Crack Bandit was inside us the whole time. So to be clear, the sponsor of the podcast this week is a fictional villain from like season 4 or 5 of Community.
Yeah.
Okay.
No, those are bad ones. 3.
The only bad one, I think, is season 6.
I genuinely believe in my heart that none of them are bad. Like it's
yeah.
The worst episode of Community, the trampoline episode, is still better than most episodes of just about
oh, I don't
TV
think
show.
That's the worst episode at all.
Well, it's got a famous improv boy, so I'm sure that wins you some points.
Not really. Independent of that, I just don't think it's that bad. I don't like the puppet episode.
I like it.
I don't like the Claymation Christmas episode.
Ugh, wrong. We've addressed this online.
That's true.
Because you said the other one was...
It's okay. But again, we're doing this Christmas as friends. Episode. We both think it's the greatest TV show ever.
Yeah. Oh, it's for sure my favorite TV show. Yeah, it's the Buckaroo Banzai of TV shows.
Oh, why do you got to insult it like that?
It's my favorite.
How do you write an ad for a fictional villain?
Do you...
need some place to put quarters?
Hate butts or love them? It's unclear. Do you strongly feel that butts should have coins in them? Then hire the Ass Crack Bandit to sort of assassinate people by putting coins in the crack of their butt when they bend over.
Everybody, you should just listening, just go on Hulu and watch Community. Oh, so good.
It's so good. We're back from what I can assume was a tremendous commercial break.
They always are, and they're always very real.
A lot of fun to read these very real ad reads.
Yeah.
I have twice gotten emails from people about monetizing this podcast, and I said, we already do with very real advertisements.
Yep.
But thank you for your interest.
I think we actually very publicly declared $8 is what you need for
$8
a 15-second spot.
$8 for a 15-second ad.
That's it. That's all you got to do. And, you
very
know,
affordable
we've
rates.
Had some really great sponsors take us up. In fact, the concept of sponsorship sponsored us.
Yeah. Probably most items on your desk. Yes,
no doubt. Yeah. Very real commercials. Hey, I've got Wikipedia. Should I? What do we want to do here? I'm going to type in battery and see
Look
what
up
it
battery
suggests.
Compartments.
All right. Battery.
Because battery is going to be a bunch of stuff.
Battery cage? No. Battery council? No battery compartment. We've got, here, I can just search battery and see all the different pages.
Yeah, it's going to be a lot.
Well, the actual battery page
is nasty.
No, this isn't the page. This is the search results. Excuse me. Battery could refer to the energy source, including... capacitors, which is the actual name for Leyden jars, is what they're saying here. An electric battery, mechanical batteries, gravity batteries. Then you've got
capacitor is an electronic component that will store a charge until it reaches capacity, hence the name, and then it quickly releases the charge.
So then you've got a section on law. You've got the crime, the tort, domestic battery. You've got military firearms. You've got the artillery battery, the battery position.
What's the battery position? Is that a sex one?
No, it is a...
That's where it's like 69, but with like four people.
It's
going and alternating.
Yeah, it's where two people mash their naked butts up against each other and fart at the same time.
I don't remember
that was
why.
LHC episode, baby.
Yeah, but I don't remember why.
Because that's how I justified understanding what mashing particles together was like.
Sure.
Places, you got Battery Park, two Battery Parks, Battery Islands, Battery Point. Yeah, man. There's a playing tactic in chess that you didn't bring up, thank God.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, man, I do you just want to go to the regular electric battery page?
I guess.
Or you want to go to capacitor? Because it's got mention of late. Should I just look up Leyden jars? That we did talk about them.
We did. But we didn't explain what they were or how they work, just that they're sort of like batteries.
Well, I mean, this is not our proudest
and
moment.
And that Ben Franklin uses them and that he probably filled his with piss.
Well, hey, let's commit to learning something tonight.
Okay.
All right. Leyden jars is an antique electrical component which stores high-voltage electric charge from an external source between electrical conductors on the inside and outside of a glass jar. It typically consists of a glass jar with metal foil cemented to the inside and outside of the surfaces, and a metal terminal projecting vertically through the jar lid to make contact with the inner foil. It was the original form of the capacitor. So it kind of looks like...
a jar.
A jar with like if you're making butter, like a butter churn, but it's metal.
A little bit.
Yeah. Its invention was a discovery made by the German cleric Ewald George von Kleist on October 11th, 1745, and also by Dutch scientist Peter von Muschenbrock of Leiden, somewhere between 1745 and 1746. The invention was named after the city of Leiden. The Leyden jar was used to conduct many early experiments in electricity, and its discovery was of fundamental importance in the study of electrostatics. It was the first means of accumulating and preserving electric charge in large quantities that could be discharged at the experimenter's will, thus overcoming a significant limit to early research in early electrical conduction. Leyden jars are still used in education to demonstrate the principles of electrostatics. This is what Dr. Frankenstein would have as part of his machinery, potentially.
Yeah.
So of the right time period.
Right, yeah. I'm thinking in the book, yeah. I was like, in the movie, no. Like,
well,
there
it's
might
not
be
a great
few.
Visual in the movie.
Right. I mean, there might be a few in the lab.
Yeah.
Around,
you know, like Igor's playing with a science kit in the
oh,
corner.
Oh, Igor loves these nasty boys.
Oh yeah, he the part where he has to pee into him is the best.
Yeah, Igor loves it. Yes, because I think they do specifically talk about in Frankenstein the, or maybe they don't, but it was written around the same time that the that dude, that guy, that nasty frog boy, and I don't mean that in a derogatory way because he was French. I mean he would like. He's the guy who's like zapping dead frog brains to make their legs twitch. That was around the same time Frankenstein was written.
I never finished the novel, the Mary Shelley novel.
Very good.
It's very good. I think I'm about halfway through it. It's very good. I definitely want to reread it. And holds up. It's an easy read. Like sometimes you read some period pieces and like our dumb modern brains that don't read enough have a hard time keeping up. But like
that's
Frankenstein
me.
Reads very easily and is very good. But I got to finish that shit.
Yeah, I really liked it a lot.
I think
the Hallmark Channel did a really good adaptation of it.
Really?
It's not a great movie, but
was it a Christmas version? Because no. It should have been.
In terms of like keeping true to the book, they did that like really well. But then you'll see like after watching it, you're like, oh, well, yeah, you got to kind of liven this up a little bit for the screen.
Okay, new idea. You and I write a spec script for a Hallmark Christmas movie. It's The Elf of Frankenstein.
I'm in.
Yeah, let's do it. As far as this episode of the Improvised Wikipedia podcast goes, I gotta say, we were very silly. We barely...
I feel like we're really off format. It's kind of a sloppy mess.
Yeah.
So I don't know how we're gonna score this one.
Well,
but
I mean,
again,
I
do not care. How
I mean, honestly, I'm gonna say, like, this is sort of like... I don't know. This is like, it's not even a tie. This is like just a disqualification. Like, Wikipedia can't say that it won because we really didn't actually have a page that we were doing. So
right.
I don't think this affects the score at all. It was just a fun time and hopefully
we learned
a
little bit about Leyden jars and piss and Ben Franklin.
Yeah, you hallucinated a conversation with the ghost of Ben Franklin.
Yes, I'm on a lot of pharmaceuticals.
And Diet Dr. Pepper.
And a lot of Diet Dr. Pepper.
Diet?
Diet? What? That's not a joke. Checkout girl at the Utah grocery store near my hotel.